This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne. As 2013 ends, many TV critics are filling their best of lists with unconventional comedies like Netflix's Orange is the New Black. Our TV critic, Eric Deggans, picks this year's highest rated comedy, and it's rooted in the style of old school TV classics.
I should admit this right now. I wasn't always a fan of the Big Bang Theory. Maybe it was the premise. Dysfunctional science geniuses with their bombshell blonde neighbor. The easiest joke in sitcom land.
I love San Francisco. I wish I was going with you.
I understand your envy. This is a can't-miss symposium. A roundtable on the non-equilibrium Green's function approach to the photoionization process in atoms.
When I go, I usually just get hammered and ride the cable cars.
But then these cliches were transformed into fully complete characters. In particular, actors Johnny Galecki and Jim Parsons are a new school Laurel and Hardy. Galecki is the straight man as physicist Leonard Hofstadter, with Parsons as his awkward roommate, Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
Did you remember to ask for the chicken with broccoli to be diced, not shredded?
Yes.
Even though the menu description specifies shredded?
Yes.
Brown rice, not white?
Yes.
Did you stop at the Korean grocery and get the good hot mustard?
Yes.
Did you pick up the low-sodium soy sauce from the market?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What took you so long?
In some ways, The Big Bang Theory is the oldest of old-school shows. It's filmed in front of a live audience with multiple cameras, just like I Love Lucy or All in the Family.
For example, I cry because others are stupid and it makes me sad.
It moves beyond its situation to hook you with the characters, just like Seinfeld, which started as a clunky comedy about dysfunctional singles.
I can't be with someone like me! I hate myself!
Until we got to know the side-splitting quirks of Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, and George.
Marcy comes over and she tells me that our ex-boyfriend was over late last night and yada, 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 I'm really tired today.
I connected with The Big Bang Theory after I got to know Leonard, Penny, Howard, Raj, and especially Sheldon, who's so oblivious his nerdy girlfriend can't stand him sometimes.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
You can't leave. I need you.
You do?
You're my ride.
There's a reason why Jim Parsons has won 3 Emmy Awards. The Big Bang Theory is the year's funniest and best old-school sitcom, and its success is grounded in techniques old as television itself.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.
It all started with the Big Bang.